This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Public interaction doesn't come naturally to everybody, and for those people, we've got a few pointers. Oh, for heaven's sakes, I hate when I doggone do that crap.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
10 conversation starters to get and keep someone's attention. Walk into a bar. Find a person sitting alone. Take the seat next to them and start picking the debris out of your fingernails. Ask them if they know what it is. Then tell them it's blood. If they ask if it's your blood, you say no. If they ask whose it is, sit in silence. Force a single tear down your face and then ask them if that excites them. Positive Friday.
Dear God. Is he okay? I feel like I ask that at least twice a week.
You should ask him more.
I should. It doesn't translate. I'll go in there like he's got his own little Charlie Brown 5 cent therapy on there.
Right.
I feel like I need to go in there from time to time and just.
But charge him 10 cents.
Let him decompress. Right. I get a little bit, little bit of the profits there.
So get some money back.
Yeah. Come on now. So these are conversation starters to get and keep someone's attention, and they have several different categories on there. So we'll start with the conversation starters that pique the imagination.
All right.
So basically, these are some conversation starters that require you and your companion to use your imagination. So you're sitting down there, you're talking with somebody, and you ask them this. If you could choose any superpower, what would you pick?
All right.
I feel like if I'm sitting down with a random person, if we're just...
That's not what I start with.
No.
Right. That's the whole thing is that it's conversation starters. Right. I was at a bar watching the Seahawks game when I was down there in Vegas. Just started chatting up a dude who's a Minnesota Vikings fan. I couldn't imagine saying, hey, man, if you could choose any superpower, what would you pick?
Yeah, but it's also not random because you're already chatting about football.
True.
You know what I mean? Isn't this list like, hey, you just sit next to somebody, you got to start conversation.
Just got to throw it out there.
Yeah, like when you go to a sports bar, it's pretty much established that you could talk to somebody about sports.
We should Impractical Joker style this thing. Set up a bunch of cameras in one of our favorite bars. Just send somebody up there. All right, Ted, ask him. If you could go anywhere in time, where would you go and why?
I'll be honestly, and listen, I'm very good. Small talk.
Yes, you are.
It drives you up a wall. That's like a new thing. Like the last few years, like all the tech bros and everything. It's like small talk is boring. So I ask leading questions like this and that. Like, I don't give a crap. Like, I'd rather you sit next to me in a bar and ask me like something realistic. Like, you a Seahawks fan?
Hey, or don't talk.
Right. The whole point of the conversation is to build a conversation and hopefully find a friend.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's the part that I get stalled out on is when I just see somebody, you have a great way of just identifying people and what they like, Ted. That you find that on them, and you have such a knowledge of everything, or at least a broad knowledge of most things to where you can just kind of identify these things. Yeah. I'm terrified that I don't have any common ground with anybody. So then I'm just looking stupid like, so do you like the Seahawks? Actually, I like books. Do you like Stephen King? Actually, I prefer J.C. Andrews.
Just bring up a green bean casserole.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, let me ask you something, man. My friend Sam and A-hole because I like green bean casserole. You'll see the response.
There you go.
Well, you walk into that bar, you sit at the middle seat, middle of the bar, and you go, I do declare!
I do declare!
Mike got an idea that you take those boxes that you sell like for band or for sports when you're in high school.
Oh, sure.
And then every single person, you tell them it's for a different charity. But the Impractical Joker thing in your ears, someone's telling you what you need to tell them that this money goes to, right?
Perfect.
But when you have that box and you have that manila envelope where the money goes in, even if you're in an establishment that sells food or whatever, if it's for charity, like anything else, they will give you a pass. You could stand outside of a Fred Meyer and do the same exact thing, just have the box of chocolates, $2.
Yeah, I mean, the Girl Scouts literally sell food outside of a grocery store.
Someone in your ear going, all right, you have to tell them that you're a member of...
Right.
This is for that.
The Euthanasia Club.
You can come up with whatever you want.
Conversation starters that pique the imagination. If you could switch places with someone for a day, who would you swap with?
Oh, God. I would switch places with you. That way you would leave. That way you would pay your bar tab.
My mind went, like, if he's sitting there with this girl, I'd be like, you.
Conversation starters that can help you bond.
But you got to ask him, is that your girlfriend or what?
Is that your wife?
Yeah.
Oh. I want to switch with you, bro.
Yeah.
Damn. Hey, man, is that
your wife? If you don't want to offend them, is that your wife or girlfriend? They say yes. Well, not with you.
Ooh. Is that your mom? I want to be your dad.
I want to switch with her.
Yeah.
Conversation starters that help you bond over mutual interests. I noticed you're into blank. How did you get into it?
Well, if you already noticed that, then that's an easy conversation.
I'm wearing an Iron
Maiden
t-shirt.
Right.
Exactly. It's a hobby. I tried it and went, this is fun.
Right. These are legit questions to ask, but again, I feel like that's just pretty natural.
Right. I think everyone does that. I met my buddy Leon because he's wearing a Black Sabbath Mob Rules shirt in homeroom. Like, dude, you're a Sabbath fan? And that's where it started.
When I was in Eugene, when we're at Rennie's that morning, I come in, I'm wearing a Maryland hoodie, and the guy goes, oh, Maryland, huh? I'm a Ravens fan. I said, I'm not a Ravens fan, but how'd you get in the Ravens?
Yeah. Right. I talked to a woman at the bar last night because she was wearing a throwback Pittsburgh Steelers jersey.
Nice. Same thing.
So I had to just talk crap on her and tell her, I'm a Ravens fan.
Hell yeah.
And you guys kicked our ass.
Yeah.
I've also been getting into blank. Do you have any tips for a beginner?
That's fair as well. Also, you already know the interest.
Part of my problem with the way these are put out, and I need to continue to remind myself, is that they are stated so robotically, so at least it gives you the idea of what you're trying to ask.
Good point.
You know, you don't have to say verbatim. I notice I've also been trying to get into Seahawks. Do you have any tips for a new football fan?
I think keep watching.
Yeah.
Hey. I think sometimes, too, if you talk to somebody, like, hear what they're saying. Like, if somebody's like, I don't like sports, then you got to either adjust the conversation or just talk about something fun around the sport.
Yeah.
Exactly.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Your goals when it comes to this hobby?
Oh, no.
Oh, Lord, my God.
Oh, my God. Get this ass away from me.
Check.
Holy hell. Is this is this how to get someone away from you or how to start a conversation with them?
No, these are conversation starters to get and keep someone's attention.
Is this from The Onion?
These are conversation starters that can help you share more about yourself, because what people love to talk about when in a conversation is you.
Yeah, that's what they want to hear about.
This is the worst advice I've ever heard.
Man, the strangest thing happened to me today. Let me just go off.
No.
Well, that just sounds like you want to tell a story.
Right. Hey, buddy, you just stop right there.
Right. I'm going to stop you.
Stop right there.
I'm halfway through this beer, and I want to enjoy the last half. I don't want to have to spend it listening to the unusual thing that's probably not all that unusual.
Oh, no. I should have sat at the other stool.
I had a guy hit me at the bar, man. I'm sitting there with my wife. The bar's reasonably crowded. And this guy, I've never met him before, turns around and like, hey, man. I think he said, pole or something like that. Long story short. It's about he believed that his girlfriend was cheating on him, blah, 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 blah. I listened to this whole thing. Keep in mind, I did not ask questions, nor was I interested. But when he was done with the story, I told him directly, I think you're effed.
Oh!
Yeah.
I do declare.
And also,
I don't know you. Why are you telling me all of your relationship problems? I never asked.
Right. I can be hypercritical of myself, and a lot of people can be hypercritical of themselves as well, but understand what also is the strangest thing, and if that's actually an interesting strange thing
right.
to happen.
Strange thing happened. My testicle started itching in the shower.
Right. I mean, don't need to know. The clock on my car was set back by an hour. Crazy
I just shaved the Nike swoosh in my pubic hair.
I heard the most surprising thing the other day. Mars is the fourth planet. My God.
You ever seen a liger? A lion and a tiger, they mix together.
Would you call me?
No. Oh, no. We're not going there.
I think he misunderstood me. He just put his beard down. He's staring at me.
Conversation starters that can help you get to know someone. Tell only something about yourself that would surprise most people.
Oh, my God.
This sounds more like a job interview.
Where did he find this?
I like one-legged Asian women that collect pickle jars.
Can we have any editing, overrule of the segment?
Right, for real. What's the most fun thing you've done recently?
Let's not do that.
I killed a man. I mean,
just
I thought
to watch him die.
What's your guilty pleasure when it comes to books, movies, or music?
Well, I think The Exorcist is a comedy.
Is that really one?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's fair.
Okay.
Miles is cringing like crazy at this
I cannot list. Believe this.
This is hurting him.
This really is.
This is actually causing him pain.
I want to throw a chair.
I will say, I told the lady yesterday working that little fake corner store.
Yeah.
Was singing 1D. She kind of looked at me and I said, yeah, I'm a huge big boy band guy. I'm sure you could tell by looking at me. Miles knows it's the story of my life.
Oh, Lord.
Wow. Right after the funeral.
I'm honoring Liam.
All right.
I'll leave you with this last conversation starter that can help you get to know somebody. And it's not what's the weirdest food combo you actually love. It's...
You ever been with a black man?
Would you like to be?
Yeah. I was throwing it out there, man.
I do declare.
That is, Steve, that is my opening line every time I go over the first.
Would you like to meet? Would you like to meet Foghorn Leghorn and Rhode Island Red?
You ever been with a black guy?
Black inquiring minds want to know. I do declare. Well, tonight is your lucky night, I do declare.
Yeah.
Because you are getting some penis from me.
Black man with red hair, like the guy from Fine Young Cannibals, Rhode Island Red.
What's one thing you've learned recently that blew your mind?
That's the question.
That's the question.
That I'm sitting next to an idiot.
This is right. When they turn their back at the bar. And look,
very slowly.
Yeah, and just like don't even want to talk to you.